It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Don Gagne. The fight over the health care bill goes on. For the first time, a federal judge has said part of the law is unconstitutional. While this ruling won't have an immediate impact, there are political consequences. And NPR's Ari Shapiro reports both sides are guaranteeing that many more battles lie ahead.
The health care law was President Obama's biggest victory of his presidency so far. Last week, he described it as something Democrats had been fighting for 100 years. So overturning the law is a huge goal for Republicans, and defending it is a major priority for Democrats. In recent months, two judges have upheld the law. In Virginia yesterday, the overturn crowd scored a point.
It's a great day for the Constitution today.
Virginia's Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli challenged the law and won.
The ruling is extremely positive for anyone who believes in the system of federalism created by our founding fathers. It underscores that the Constitution's limitations on federal power really do mean something.
The lawsuit challenged what's known as the individual mandate. It's the section of the bill that requires every American to have health insurance. Judge Henry Hudson wrote, "At its core, this dispute is not simply about regulating the business of insurance or crafting a scheme of universal health insurance coverage. It's about an individual's right to choose to participate." In effect, the ruling says the individual mandate in the law is unconstitutional because it requires Americans to purchase a product. Hudson says Congress can't punish inaction. He wrote that the law expands congressional power so much as to, quote, invite unbridled exercise of federal police powers. The individual mandate is not scheduled to go into effect until 2014, and Judge Hudson said the rest of the bill's implementation can continue. That means, at least for the time being, the real-world impact of this ruling is nil. But if it's upheld, the consequences could be far-reaching. White House officials see the individual mandate as a key part of the law. And while they're happy this ruling was not broader, presidential adviser Stephanie Cutter said, if you don't require everybody to have coverage, insurance prices will go way up.
If there is a ban on discrimination against people with pre-existing conditions, which we believe strongly that there should be, and you're not requiring every American to participate in the healthcare system, then prices will go up in extreme amounts.
In other words, according to her reasoning, the best way to end discrimination that keeps sick people out of the insurance pool is to force everyone into the pool. Cutter says this ruling is just one of many cases working its way through the system.
Since the law passed, more than 20 challenges have been filed to the law. We've won in two of those cases. We have the Virginia decision today, a very narrow ruling. 11 others have been dismissed, and others will continue to move through the system.
The two rulings upholding the law came from judges appointed by Democrats. Judge Hudson, who issued yesterday's ruling, was appointed by Republican President George W. Bush. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs would not talk about whether any of the rulings are politically motivated, but he did say,
I don't think the decision today was a surprise to anybody.
Everyone expects that the Supreme Court will have the final say on whether the health care law is constitutional, but no one knows whether that climb to the top of the judicial mountain will take months or years. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.